Good morning. We're holding Kiddushin Mem Hei Amud Aleph by the two dots. Just a quick refresher before we jump right back into it. So before we were discussing a case, or at least that Rav's opinion is, if you have a katana who cannot be Mekadesh herself, and she was Niskadsha Shaloi Ludasavia, that her father was unaware of this, still, Rav said that you're going to need a get, and you're going to need mian. Why does Rav hold you need a get and mian? He said you need a get because maybe the father agreed to it, but maybe not. So if he agreed to it, then it would be a good kedushin, and therefore you have to be chayshish that he agreed to it, and therefore you'll need a get. But you also need a mian to show that perhaps it's not a good kedushin. So what today's Gemara is going to be discussing is what happened if you have this very same girl with Niskatsha Shaloi Ludasavia, and now her husband died, and now she fell to Yibam. So now you have four pas, and now her Yavam did Maimer, did a Kedusha to her. So there are four possibilities now. Number one, maybe the father agreed to the first Kedusha, but not the second Kedusha. Or maybe he agreed to the second guy's Kedushin, but not the first guy's. Or maybe he agreed to both of their Kedushin. Or maybe he disagreed with either one of them. Those are all the possibilities. And the Gemara is now going to go through it. So we're jumping right into the middle of it. Itmar. We learned. Mace. The Nafla of Nei Echav L'Yibam. This Katana that had the Kedushin without her father's knowledge, and then this guy died, and she fell in front of Yibam. Amr b'hun amr rav, what's the halacha? If the Yavam, so what's proper for Yavam to do is, you don't want that your first relationship is through Bia, so it's proper that he should do a Maimer, which is like a Kedushin d'Rabbanan, before he does Yibam. So Rav Huna Amar Rav says, Ma'enis l'mamarai, ve'enim ma'enis l'zikasai. If the Yavam did Maimer, then she's going to be required to do a Mian to the second guy's Maimer. But if he did not do Maimer, all she did was have Zika, and she failed to do Yibam, but he didn't do anything, and then the Katana does not need to do Mian. So the Gemara explains. Actually, let's see Rashi first, and then we'll see the Gemara. Itmar, Mace, who died? Mace Zeh, Shekitsha, Shaloi Ludasavia. This, the husband, who was Mekadesh the Katana, without her father's knowledge, he died, and now she fell to Yibam, if it was a good Kedushin. V'ma'enes l'mamarai. You need a mian for the maimer, for the kedushin derabbanan of the yavam. Sricha mian im get hamotolah. It doesn't just mean that she needs a mian, but she needs both a mian, a refusal, and a get for the second guy's maimer. Im asaba maimer. If the yavam did maimer to her, oisei get matsricha lias im mian. Since she's going to need a get if she doesn't want to do yibam. So you're going to need a get. Also, perhaps it's not a good get, so therefore you need to do a mian to show that perhaps it's possible that that kedushin was not a good kedushin, and therefore you're going to need a get. The enam ma'enes lezikasai. But if you didn't do kedushin and there was no get, then you won't need a mian. Avam loy osav maimer. If the yavam did not do maimer, the enam lehaget el chalitza lezikasai. So since there was no maimer done, and therefore there's no get necessary, because Allah is the Yavam, all you do is you do chalitza, you don't need a get at all, then oisa chalitza, ina zekakta lias mima anas ema chalitza. So that chalitza will not require her to do a mian, and all you're going to have to do is do the chalitza, and you won't need the get or the mian. Now the Gemara is going to explain it. So basically, just a quick recap, what happened, if the Yavam did Maimer, so then you're going to need three things. You're going to need a Chalitza, and a Mian, and a Get. But if he did not do Maimer, then all you'll need is a Chalitza, you will not require a Get or a Mian. Kate said, Mara explains, Asaba Maimer. So if the Yavam did properly, he was planning on doing Yivam, so first you do a Maimer, and then afterwards you do a Yivam. However, in this case, he first did a Maimer, then he changed his mind. He decided he does not want to do Yivam. So now you have to get rid of the Maimer, and you're going to have to get rid of the Zika. So what do you need? You need three things. Number one, Tzricha Get. Well, you have a Kedushin, so you need to get rid of that Kedushin, and maybe it was a good Kedushin, because maybe the father agreed to it, so therefore you need a get. Number two, Tzricha Chalitza. Number two, even after you get rid of the Maimer, well, at the end of the day, you need to do Yibam or Chalitza, and here he doesn't want to do Yibam, so therefore you're going to need a Chalitza. And number three, Tzricha Mien. You're also going to want to need a Mien. So now the Gemara is going to explain why you need all three. Number one, Tzricha Get. Shem and Nisratza Av. Well, maybe the father would be okay with the Kedushin of the Yavam, and therefore you're going to need a get from the second guy. Number two, you're going to need a Chalitza. Tzricha Chalitza, why? Shem Nisratza B'Kedusha Rishon. Well, maybe the father agreed to the first guy's Kedushin, and since he agreed to the first guy's Kedushin, therefore she fell to Yibam, and the halacha is, whenever you fall to Yibam, you need a Yibam or a Chalitza. So over here, that he doesn't want to do Yibam, you'll need a Chalitza. Fine. So now we understand you need a get. And you need a Chalitza. Why you need a Mien? Well, Tzricha Mien, Shema Loi Nisratza Av, Loi B'Kedusha Rishon, but Loi B'Kedusha Sheni. Maybe he did not agree to the first Kedushin, and the father didn't agree to the second Kedushin. He said, she's only a little girl. Why in the world should she have to deal with this? So therefore, since the father did not agree to the first person's Kedushin, did not agree to the second person's Kedushin, so then really none of the Kedushin were a good Kedushin. And therefore, really, you do not need a get, and you don't need a Chalitza, so why do you even need a Mien? Well, Yoimru in Kedushin Torah, we're afraid that someone will see the get and think the Kedushin was a good Kedushin. Okay, so what's the problem? If someone thinks that the Kedushin was a good Kedushin, then they're going to think she's really married to the second person. And then if the second person goes ahead and makes Kedushin to her sister, we'll say, well, you're not allowed to marry the sister after all. That's a chayis grushasai. And since that's the sister of his wife, the sister of the woman that he got divorced from, and therefore they're going to think that the Kedushin is not chal, and in reality, since the father did not agree to the ketana's Kedushin, so then therefore nothing happened. So therefore we do mean to show that perhaps this Kedushin is not a good Kedushin at all. Yeah?
Just to look at this technically, if I understand correctly, Mien is simply walking out of the house with witnesses present.
Yeah, correct. However, over here it's even less than that. Mien is really just a sign that it's possible the Kedushin wasn't chal at all. Some types of Kedushin need a Mien. Over here, really, the Kedushin wasn't chal at all. But the problem is you gave a get, and people could get confused. So therefore, you're doing a Mien to show.
But the question is, I mean, this requirement of Mien, it would seem that this is going to happen automatically anyway. She's doing Chalitza, she's getting a get, and she's obviously going back to her father's house or somewhere else. So this does not seem to be a separate thing. It's conceptually something which is going on in time, but it does not require anything other than the get and the chalitza which is going on anyway.
So if you just have a get. Yeah, so so the action that's required is, besides for the get, besides for the chalitza, besides for going back, she has to say, I don't want, that she goes to Beit and says, I don't want this marriage, and then people hear about that, and will hear that it's not a, that it's possible that it was not a kedusha d'oraisa, and therefore the kedushin will be chal to her sister. Now, what's the second half? So that was the case that the Yavam did do a maimer. What about lo yaseh b'maimer? However, let's say the Yavam did not do a maimer. So all she had is that the brother died, and if she was married, now she fell to Yibam and Chalitza. So ain't it tzricha Chalitza b'vad? So if he doesn't want to do Yibam, got to do is do Chalitza. My amri tiboy nami mien. Well, say maybe besides for the chalitza, well, you're not going to need a get because there's no maimer. There's nothing to do a get to. But maybe she should do a mien and announce that, you know, and show that perhaps, and maybe she should do mien. Why? And announce that she doesn't, that it's only midrabbanan. Why? What's the possible mistake that you can make? Shema yirmu in kedushin tefsim ba'chayisa. Could they? Maybe you'll think by mistake that she's zukuka or she's a chalutz. She's a real chalutz to the yavam, and it's not. It wasn't just that she was doing it l'chumra, but someone will think that she's a real chalutza, and then they'll think, oh, if he's Makayish, the sister, well, the sister's a chayis chalutza, and if the sister's a chayis chalutza, then it's not chal at all. So the Gemara, that's not a problem. Hakol yoidim a chayis chalutza d'rabbanan. If it's the sister of your wife, the chayis grusha, then the halachas kedusha is not taifis. But over here, at the worst, she was never the yavam's wife. He did chalitza to her. At the worst, even if the first guy's kedushin was a good kedushin, even if the chalitza was a chalitza, at the worst, only a chayis chalitza d'rabbanan. And the halacha is, if you makadish and a chayis chalitza, the kedushin is chal. Damar Reish Lakish, kan shana rabbi, a chayis grusha mid'raisa, a chayis chalitza mid'raisayfrim. By a chayis grusha is an erva d'raisa, and therefore the kedushin is not taifish. By a chayis chalitza is only dim mid'rabbanan. And since a chayis chalutza is only din midrabbanan, midivrei seifrim, therefore, even if you would make a mistake and think that the first guy's kedushin was a good kedushin, and even if the chalitza was a good chalitza, but certainly the kedushin would be taifis to an chayis chalutza midrabbanan, therefore there's no possible mistake you could make, and therefore the only requirement will be is chalitza, but there's no get because there's no kedushin to the avam, and there's no mian because there's no possible mistake, so there's nothing you have to announce. Dr. Ashi, Kate said, Asaba Maimer, the Kaimon be Yavamis. We're holding in Yavamis, we pass in Yavamis, Daf Nun, the Isa Maimer be Yavimta, if the Yavam makes a Kedusha Midrabanan, a Maimer to his Yavama, Ubala Petra Beloy Knisa, and then he changes his mind and decides, you know, I don't want to go through with it. I don't want to do Yibam, so I want to get rid of her without marrying her. It's Tzricha Get L'Mamari. Number one, you're going to need a get to get rid of the Kedushin D'Rabbanan. V'chalitza l'zikasin. Even after you remove the Maimer, but you still have the Zika from the dead brother who did not have any children, so therefore you'll need a chalitza. Normally you need two things, a get and chalitza. But v'zu, by this katana, shekidsha shlodasa via, they make kedushin to both of them without the das of her father, abstricha mi and imam. She needs a third thing, besides for the get and the chalitza, she also needs a mian. Why? Shema loy nisratza av, maybe the father did not want, loy b'shel rishon, v'loy b'shel sheni. Maybe the father did not want. Again, we have four possibilities. And one of the possibilities is the father did not agree to the first kedushin. He did not agree to the second kedushin. And therefore, she does not need a get because there is no second kedushin. And she also doesn't need a chalitza because you only need a chalitza if you were married to the first brother. But if you were never married to the first brother, then you never fell to Yibam. And if you never fell to Yibam, you're not going to need a chalitza. And then someone will see that she needs a get. The person will make a mistake and think it was a good, valid kedushin and that needs a get. And therefore, he's going to make a mistake and say the kedushin is not toifes b'chayis. So to solve that problem, you need a mian. Ashali, frekt Rashi. I understand you have to say maybe the father didn't want the second kedushin and therefore you don't really need a get. Why did the Gemara have to add in that besides for not wanting the second kedushin, maybe he also didn't want the first kedushin? Let's say he did want the first kedushin. I feel nisratza b'shel rishon. However, b'shel sheni lo nisratza still ain't the get. Still the halacha is that even if he wanted the first one, and he did not want the second one, then still, since he did not want the second one, you don't need a get. Why do you not need a get? Because there was no kedushin to the second one. And since there's no get, even though you need a chalitza, the halacha is the kedushin is chal to her sister. Why? Kedushin taisim b'chayis chalitza kol kamei. Like we saw at the end of the Gemara, if all there is a chalitza and no get, that's only chalitza is only midrabanan, and marrying the sister of a chalitza is only a din derabanan, and therefore the kedushin would be taifa. So what's the reason? So therefore all the Gemara was necessary to say was you didn't want the second one. Why did it mention the first one? for Rosh Hashanah, a get, someone that saw the get, I'm the get comer, who will make a mistake that is a get. For Kedushin, ain't touching Bachais, it's Richa Mian. Therefore, you need a Mian just because you don't want the second one, even if you did want the first one. I'm running in a Chanamish, I'm going to start with Kedushin. We just threw it in, but really, we didn't mean you don't want the first or the second. The main point is you don't want the second one. And if you don't want the second one, then you need, then the get is not a real get. And if it's not a real get, then you could make a mistake. And therefore, you need a mian. But it's not necessary to mention the father did want the first guy's kedushin, did not want the first guy's kedushin. That point is irrelevant.
Isn't that you're saying it's just only the...
Chalitza is the raisa, but to marry an achis chalitza is only major abanan. Yeah, correct.
The case here is where the first only did kedushin. She only did kedushin. They didn't do in the suin. I mean, she didn't. Did she have beer with the first husband?
The first husband, she had kedushin. Then he died. She fell to Yibam, and the second one did a kedushin or maimer. Yeah, not necessarily. No. Either way, you do Yibam, sigh from kedushin, sigh from nisuin, and now she fell to the second one. The second one just did a kedushin and did not do a bia, which would have done a Yibam. Merely did a maimer, and then he decided to give a chalitza.
So let me answer Rashi's question: is this talking about a case where father didn't want that first one, and they did the other, that's called the sewer.
Okay.
And the sewer does not require father's consent for a minor. If you look at the... the top of the dollar now, the very top one.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about over here, Ketanu min Eiris, and that to the first one she did. Right.
That's why Rashi says to be another one. Because if it's in the Nesua, then I need that the father should not. If it's in the Nesua, I need the father.
From the second one, you're saying if she left it. Okay, fine.
If it was a case of Nesua.
Okay, possibly. Hakol Yaidim, Shafu im Chalitza Zu Chalitza Gemura, even if you want to say that the Chalitza is a good Chalitza, still Kedushin Teifsim Ba'achaisa, still the Kedushin is Teifis in the sister. Why? Shachos Chalitza in Asura Ela Medivrei Seifrim. Since the sister of a Chalitza is only Aser Midrabanan, so then therefore the Rabbanan can't be Mafkia Kedushin, only in Eser Deraisa. And that's where Kanshan Rebbe be a vamash and nino a chalitz liyavimtai. If you do chalitza, then nasa achaves achaisa, and then the brother married the sister. Meis chalitzes v'loy mitziav ames. Halacha is you need chalitza, but you cannot do yibam. Hamagarish ishtai. But let's say you divorce your wife. Then the brother married the sister of your grusha, umeis, and then your brother died, and then the achis grusha fell to Yibam, harezuptura. Then the halacha is that she's pater because she's an erva, and if an erva falls to Yibam, she's pater. So we say if achis chalitza falls to Yibam, then she's still chayav and chalitza. But achis grusha, if she falls to Yibam, that's an erva deraisa, and she's pater from Yibam and chalitza. The havil achis grusha, so she erva loy b'chaya, since she was an erva, and therefore she's part of Yibam and Chalitza. Mishnah Zu, Amresh Lakish, Kanshan Alanu Rebbe, the Mishnah Zu Anula Maiden. From this Mishnah we learn, Achois Grusha Havya Erva Minatara. Let's say the sister of the Grusha is the Erva Minatara. So the sister of your ex-wife of the Grusha is Minatera, and that's a real Erva, and that would pater from Kedushin or from Yibam and Chalitza. But Chos Chalitza is only Midrabanan, and since it's only Midrabanan, then still, that won't pater from anything. So therefore, that's the end of the complicated Gemara. What?
No, she's not talking about a child.
So there's Rebbe and Rish Lakish. Rebbe's talking about the Achos Grushas, that your brother married the Achos Grushas or Achos Chalutz, and then she's falling to even to you and Pater. And the Rish Lakish is talking about that you're making a bia to the Achos Grushas or Achos Chalutz, and we're saying that bia or that kedushin would not be chalta chayis grusha, but it would be chalta chayis chalutza.
These are he's not talking about the time.
Yeah. This is just a general rule. Excellent. Okay, so that over there we had to jump right back into the middle. Now we're going to get a little easier. So again, Rav is of the opinion that if a ketana made kedushin without the knowledge of her father, still we're going to be choshesh that maybe the father agreed to it. Since maybe the father agreed to it, you need a get, but maybe not, so therefore you need a mean. Now the next Gemara is going to discuss the opposite case. A father has control over the kedushin of his daughter, who is a ketana. However, father is not in control who his son marries. If your dad wants you to marry someone and the son doesn't want to, you don't have to listen to your father. So that's what the next Gemara is going to discuss. What about if the father is making kedushin for his son? So either way, the son does not have to listen to his father. It might be a separate method of kibud avim, but the halacha of kibud avim is not going to be mechayev you to marry the girl that your father.
A son has to be 15.
Yeah, a son could.
Yeah, he has to be 15. No, male.
Well, otherwise he can't do kedushin at all. So let's say you have an adult son.
And his father can do it.
What?
You don't marry.
Could the father make it? Well, so that's what the next Gemara is going to discuss. Is it possible for the father to make it? I mean, the question is, if the son agreed to it, so then the father could be a shliach, or the father could be zachen, just like anyone else could. The father had no special koyach. But the question is, would the son mask him to what his father did or not? Meaning, he's not a katan, he's a god. You had two guys, and they were drinking wine together. Tutsi sisi bubble, nice. They were drinking wine in the shade. They were in a good mood. Shoko chaminayu kasa de chamra yavle lechavre. So one of them took a cup of wine, a nice fancy cup of wine, gave it to his friend. The amri said to him, "Akashali bratich libri." Your daughter, let's say, who's a ketana, is going to be mekudeshes to my son, who, let's say, is a gadol. So he told the father that I want your daughter to be mekudeshes to my son. So mitzad the daughter, the father had rishus to be mekadesh the daughter. But the problem is, to the son, I have no right to be mekadesh the son. So maybe the son won't be masking. Amravina. Even though we say if the daughter, who is a ketana, made kedushin, we say maybe the father agreed to what his daughter did. However, we're not chayshus and say if the father made kedushin, maybe the son agreed, and then maybe the son who's a gadol is mekadesh. So we say lo yaminan, we do not say that, and since we don't say that, then therefore we're not chayshus for the kedushin at all. And the kedushin is not chal at all. Let's see Rashi.
Later,
if the son later says that I want it, yeah, it's too late. It has to be at the time that he was masking. Dr. Rashi, Tutsi Sifi, what does that mean? Tachas Ilanit Safsifa Shumin Arava. It's a type of Arava branch, Arava tree, Arava bush, and so Safsifa is a certain type of Arava bush, and that was the shady area, Lashon Achar, Machsolos, Nesunos, Agabe Dizin. They had like a canopy or something, some shady area, Haboltim, Rishus Arabim, which is sticking at the Rishus Arabim, Lashavas Tachtem, Neacham. It was very sunny. So over here, it was a very sunny day. Baruch Hashem, they were in the shade and they were drinking wine, they were in a good mood, and then he gave a cup of wine, and with that cup of wine he wanted to make kedushin. Bratech lebri, I want your daughter to marry my son. So we say, I feel man da amr de bas We say that maybe, perhaps, the father would agree to the kedushin that his daughter did, because the daughter is saying, I want the kedushin, and the father wants his daughter to get married. So maybe the father agreed to the fact that his daughter, the ketana, made kedushin. But the fact that the son should want the kedushin that the father made, there's no reason to assume that the son agreed to the marriage that his father agreed for him, and therefore it's not chal at all. Why? What's the difference? One second. The father is happy with any sort of kedushin to his daughter. Why? My daughter wants the kedushin. And not only does she want it, I really want her to get married. I don't want her to be alone. And in general, girls, I guess, have a lower tavla mesim tandai. But a man, before he gets married, you know, he checks her out, and he has a lot of hakpadas who he wants to get married. He's not happy with marrying anyone. And a son, the father can't force the son to get married. The only way that the father could make a condition for the son is if the son made him a shliach. And over here, that we're totally unaware that the son made him a shliach. So then, therefore, there's no reason to be chosen for the condition at all.
Here's the father is marrying off his daughter also, right?
So one father marrying off his daughter, right, but we're not focused on that half. We're focused on the other half of the father.
That was what we were making a joke, is usually the cases where a girl this was out of here, right?
Right.
She took something
Right.
The
important point is that the father was Makash the son, and the son has to agree to it. And since there's no indication. So look, the Gemara, is that true? Amar Rabban Ravino Dilma Shliach Shavya, but maybe we should be Choshesh. You know, Kedushin is very Chamer. So maybe, even though we have no reason to be Choshesh, but maybe, why would the father marrying off his son? Doesn't he know the fact that he can't be Makayash's daughter to his son without his son's permission? Maybe the son made the father a Shliach to make the Kedushin. So let's be Choshesh L'chamer to need a get. Because maybe, that be Choshesh, maybe the father's a Shliach. Like the Gemara, no, there's no reason to be choshesh for that. What, you need to get something done and you ask your dad to do it for you? You need to make kedushins, you ask your dad to do it for you? Who would ever have a chutzpah to ask their father to go do something for them? There's not even such a chashash. Like the Gemara, you're right, Avada, a son has kibud ava'im, and he won't go ahead and tell his father to do it, but Dilma Tziri Arsi Kameh. Maybe he happened to tell his father he really wants to marry a certain girl, and the father happened to be sitting with the father of this girl, and he said, you know, I love my son, and I'll do my son a favor, and even though I'm not a shliach, but zachem la'adam shalai b'fanav, since I know my son wants this daughter, he already told me he wants to marry this girl, I'll do my son a favor, and I'll make kedushin midin zachen. So therefore, we should be choshesh that maybe the father wasn't foolish and not making kedushin which his son doesn't want. Maybe he knows that his son wants it, and if he knows that his son wants it, it's a din of zachen, and therefore you should be choshesh and need to get luchamra. Dr. Ashi. Maybe the son told the father, the son said, I really like this girl, I would like to marry her. And the father automatically became a shliach. Why? And because you're allowed to do it with a chutz, even though the son didn't have a chutzpah to tell his father to be a shliach, but he told him he wants it. And the father loves his son on his own, decided to do it.
Why doesn't that work?
So that would work. And therefore, now we don't know that the son was Arsi Arsi Kameh, but if that did happen, then it would work. So then you would need a get. So how could you just say you don't need a get at all? Maybe that's what happened. Just like we're Choshesh Shem in the Sratzahav, let's be Choshesh Shem Arsi Arsi Kameh, and then it would work. On like Rabbi Bar Simon Beferish, I'm a Madalai Sever Lahadi Rabbi Shmuel. No, no, no. I don't make up stories and say maybe this happened. I disagree with the whole halacha of Rav, and I hold if a ketana makes kedushin, we don't say maybe the father agreed. If the father didn't indicate at all that the father agreed, we don't say maybe he agreed. And so too over here, if the father made a kedushin for his son, we don't say that maybe the son agreed. If there's no indication that he agreed, if someone comes in and says, "Oh, the father agreed," or if someone comes in and says, "Oh, did she actually make it?" That'd be a different story. But until someone tells you, you don't make up stories and say maybe something happened. If someone who has no right to do a kedushin does a kedushin, you don't make up stories. You can't like just
lemafsekin and nisira.
If the father knew, then it would be a kedushin. But let the father say it. We don't make up that maybe that happened. If someone claims that it happens, then we'll go investigate.
Say it. I mean.
Yeah, the son has to say in front of the father he wants to marry. Someone has to say it. If the son says it, the father says it, someone's got to say it. If Adam says it, that would be good. But if no one says it, we're not just going to be chayshish and make up a story. Yeah, sorry.
Procedurally, did you see anyone comment that Ravina and Ravashi are the ones who redacted the Bavli? Whereas Rav and Shmuel are the first generation of Bavli. As a matter of fact, Rav is a Talmud of Rebbe. Rabbi Barsimi seems to be going against the joint judgment of Rav and Shmuel without someone of their generation to be samech upon.
I heard directly from Ravina, the one that's talking, said, I heard from Ravina. The Ravina disagrees with Rav and Shmuel. Rather, he holds like Ula, and he... Ravina is allowed to paskin like Ula, not like Rav. So Ula and Rav you learned last month, so right, but last year, whatever.
At this age, memory.
But there was another opinion. This whole Gemara until now was going with Rav's opinion, and Ravina started off even according to Rav. He said, "Yeah, Ravina was just so." We're going to see in Rashi.
Yeah.
Zok to Rashi, Mar is Ravina. Beferish Shemati Menu. I directly heard from Ravina. The Lois of the Rav Shmuel. Really, in truth, Ravina does not hold of Rav Shmuel. Choshishin Sheminis Ratzav, that your choshish may be the father, you make up a story that maybe the father agreed. Unless we heard it. If you heard it, of course, if someone comes into Bezin and tells me that's what happened, then Bezin's going to have to investigate. For Bezin to make up that maybe the father agreed, maybe the son would have said, that we don't do. With the Kamar, Filaman Damar, I, Ravina, said directly that I'm saying, even according to Rav, he really doesn't hold like Rav, and he was just saying it to convince everyone to agree with him. You know, after all, Rav was a big gadol. He wanted to convince that I should have even with Rav, but in truth, he doesn't go with Rav. He doesn't make up stories. Bezin doesn't like make up stories, maybe this, maybe that, and then based on that, making problems, they say, Lemachsakina Nisura. The story right now in front of us, it's for sure no good. If something else happened, okay, so if someone tells us that.
How your dad fill up my car with gas, okay? I understand that, sir, especially use your credit card when you do it. But over here, this is Dvar Mitzvah he's doing, right?
And apparently the Gemara still feels that to tell your father to do something, that it is a chutzpah. Yeah, there are stories in Tanakh actually that the son did tell the father, was Shimshon did tell his father to do kedushin. Yeah, no, of course it does work. He's just saying it's the chutzpah, and they say Shimshon anyways. Maybe was a shikol chutzpah, yeah, he married a plushy lady. Okay, whatever. We'll talk about it. But the Gemara is claiming it's the chutzpah. You want to say that nowadays people are very chutzpahic and they would tell their dad? Okay, the Gemara claims it's the chutzpah.
I think he's different.
Oh, right.
Trying to say is that even
Dvar Mitzvah would still be considered a chutzpah. Yes, sorry.
So at the end of the day, we're not chayshish that there was maybe a schus, could it be ki'ilu, like we learned earlier?
Well, who'd we? Ravina is not chayshish, but Rav would be chayshish, maybe.
Rav would be chayshish.
We know that Rav says Shemnes Ratza'av, and maybe Rav would also hold Shem Artsi Kameh. However, Ravina holds like Ulo that we're not chayshish. from the Shat Ha'av, and so too over here we're not Chayshish.
Okay, so
according to Rav, that's Chayshish for story.
There's not to be Chayshish according to Rav?
Yeah, absolutely.
But only in a case where we heard him say it.
It's like Shizuki.
The Shliach part, regular Shliach, I'm not. It's only in the case where the son, only in that prot, the son told the father, I like this girl.
We're chayshish that maybe the father,
not
the chutzpah. Yeah.
How do we know? Maybe Rav does.
I said maybe Rav will be chayshish. Ravina said that he's not.
But even saying the chutzpah, maybe
Rav
will say, yeah, we should be
chayshish. Okay, so it's not first. Again, if we'll assume it's a chutzpah, and if you have the right to assume that people aren't chutzpahniak, So then he would do it. That's why I said, maybe now we're in the dar that chutzpiyaski. If you're in the dar that most people aren't chutzpah, so then Rav would also go with those assumptions. I mean, Rav isn't chayshish that you're an abnormal person. Rav assumes that you're a normal person.
Well, we had that concept that there was a qualification by Rav Nachman that it has to be shidduchim. So we knew there was some shemetz of something going on.
Right.
Maybe even scum. So this is Ke'en then. When he says, I know I want her, it's like shidduchim. Like he
right.
wanted her.
Yeah.
So there is a tzad to be a
question. Right. If it was a tzad to come in. If he was a tzad to come in, you have to be chayshish. But if you don't know, then you don't make up that maybe he was.
Yeah, one who
built
up,
right?
Sorry.
So the Gemara said, no, it's not a shot. The Gemara says clearly it is a chutzpah to tell the father to make the kedushin, but just to tell him that he wants to, that's not a chutzpah at all. And if the father on his own decides to go, there's nothing wrong with the father taking care of his son. Right. Okay, nothing more about it.
Even according to the one that says you try that by the girl, he wouldn't say, you wouldn't apply that to a boy. That's what Ravina said initially, right?
Ravina initially said that even according to Rav, still we won't be chayshish. But now the Gemara seems to be backtracking a little bit and said, it happens to be Ravina doesn't hold of Rav, and he just threw that in. But it could be, it's possible to say, we don't know, but it's possible to say that according to Rav, that you would be chayshish. But Ravina doesn't really hold like Rav, so that's fine. Next story.
And even if it's a chutzpah, therefore it's not profane. If the father did ask the father,
yeah, it will definitely work. If the son is a chutzpahniak and asks his father, then it will work. Right. Hahu gavra de kadosh b'kisha de yarka b'shuka. A certain guy went over to a ketana, and he was mekadesh her with a bag of cauliflower, with a bag of celery, some sort of vegetable, in the middle of the marketplace. And now we have a shiloh. Did the father agree to that kedushin? Amar Ravina, Dr. Ravina, Afilu Manda Amar, even according to Rav and Shmuel, the Chayshish and Shemesh Ratzav, that maybe the father wants to get his daughter married off, and he's masking to the condition that his ketana did. That's only in general. Bahani Mili Derech Kavod, if you make a normal condition, Derech Kavod in a Bekavodika manner, then I'm going to be Chayshish. Avod Derech B'Zayin Loi, but if in the middle of the marketplace you're going to go ahead and be Mekadisher, a bag of cauliflower with a bundle of celery, that's a bizyonistic kedushin. No father would ever be masking to such a kedushin, and no one will be chayshish for such a kedushin. So now there's really two possibilities why you're not masking to the kedushin. Number one, the kedushin, instead of being done with a ring, was done with a bundle of celery or cauliflower. And number two, the problem is it was done in the middle of the marketplace. Normally you do it by, I don't know, a hotel lobby, you do it by a chasana. Well, you don't do it in the middle of the marketplace.
Whose covet are we talking about?
The covet of both his daughter and him, and the father. It's a bezayin for the father and a bezayin for the daughter. It's everyone.
So what's the bezayin of the market is, it's in public?
Yeah. That's not where you do kedushin.
The lobby, all those places would be public too.
If you felt that it would be bezayin, yeah. So it's a way people propose. I mean, they do it in private. Okay, so if you feel that it would be a bezayin to do in a hotel lobby, then I guess it would have to be done in privately or in a chasana place.
You see in a number of places
there.
Yes, sir. So whatever is considered derech kavod or derech bezayin. Yeah, I wasn't.
I think you see in a number of places throughout Shas that doing something in a marketplace
is considered to be a lowly thing.
Right, like if you eat b'shuk, then you might be pasul. Hey, this Amar Rav Acha midivsir
l'ra.
What?
Under the shade of a willow tree, apparently is good.
That's considered more of a derech chavad. It's a semi-private. Right, so I thought Tel Aviv would also be semi-private. Maybe it's not. I wasn't getting into.
I didn't read this recently, but didn't Rashi say,
Machzalis? Either it was a rubber bush, or else it was some sort of
RV. Is it his own? What did Rashi say? Was it
a tzafzafa, a rubber bush?
My tree.
Yeah, is it my tree? What did Rashi say there?
My tree.
Yeah, that's
my tree.
Oh, why did you look for it?
Oh, Lame, not Lame, my
Yeah, well,
I mean, with regard to Borah Moshe's question, I was wondering when we were going through it why the Gemara is taking trouble to specify the detail, and it would seem to me, for whatever that's worth, that it's saying that this is like a symptom, this is an area which is segregated away, aside, away from the public area.
Right, so it's a semi-private area. So yeah, so perhaps that's the reason why. And the fun says that maybe a Tel Aviv wouldn't be the most, okay.
That takes the Gnai away from it.
The second shot of that is in the Shisharabin.
No, it's on the side. It's the side of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Right. It's the side. It's not like a middle. But anyways, I don't know. The way I understood it was, I'm not going to go ahead and discuss what's there, cover there. But then I understood in the middle of a marketplace, that's really an inappropriate place to do it. On the side of a street, you have a quiet street, you have Berkeley or Shannon, and on the side, you do it in front of the house. I thought that maybe that would be appropriate. But
it's a place of slaves and merchants.
Depending on what you're selling in the market, but yeah. So anyway, so what's the problem here? Amar Rav Acha min divsi l'ravina, b'zayin d'mai. What is the b'zayin in this story? E b'zayin d'yarka is the b'zayin of what you did the kedushin with the vegetables. E b'zayin d'shuka, or the fact that you did it in a public place. Nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? What the b'zayin is? The kaddish b'kaspa b'shuka. Let's say you gave her money, or you gave her a ring, which is chashir, but you did it in the middle of the marketplace, or vice versa. Or b'kisha d'yarka, you gave her some vegetables, but b'besa in a private place, like a house. So in those two cases, would it be good or not? My, what's the halacha? Amrle, idi v'idi derech b'zayin. They're both b'zayinists over here. There is a double b'zayin. So that means if either you're mekadesh a lady, even in a private place with some cauliflower, sorry, I really dislike cauliflower, I'm not masking to that kedushin. Or if you're mekadesh b'shuka, even with a nice ring, still, the halacha would be that it would not be a good kedushin. If you're mekadesh l'ktana, it won't be good because the father would not be maskim to it. Dr. Ashi, Bekisha.
If the father is
maskim, the father is maskim. It's the assumption. Again, Rav just made up a story. Maybe the father would be maskim. Over here, the assumption is the father won't be. If you know clearly that the father is maskim.
The father took the ruffles from the guy.
Oh, yeah, of course it will be good. If you're Mekadesh a lady with a bunch of cauliflower and she said, yes, I accept the Kedushin, then that will absolutely be good. Question is, what's the assumption that is the father masking to the Kedushin of the Ketana? The girl accepted it, but she was a Ketana. She couldn't accept it. No, I'm saying if a Gedolah accepts it or if the father accepts it, then it would be good. But over here, that the person who... Fine. Dr. Ashi... Bekisha is aguda, uktana shaloi ludas avia havi. The case of here is dafka in the case of uktana shaloi ludas avia. But if it was the case of a gedolah, or that the father was makabla, then it would be good. Idi v'idi, b'chad minayu have a bezoyin, and either one of them, either being b'shuk or being with the vegetables, would be a bezoyin, and we would not assume the father would agree to it. Yeah?
Did you see anyone say something along? It would seem there's a unifying factor to, especially cauliflower, but cauliflower and the shuk, in that it is a simon, yeah, we're in the business of reading minds now apparently, but it is a simon that the girl does not have a concept of the seriousness and sanctity of Kedusha.
That could be another part. Yeah, over here she's a ketana and she's doing it inappropriate. It could be. Right, so you want to know, is the problem that he doesn't think his daughter is responsible, or is the problem that he just thinks it's a bazillion? And to be honest, I think there's a lot of problems here, and therefore, we would say that it's not a good condition.
Why is there a problem? All I have to do is find out from the father of the girl, are you happy with this? They all either say yes or no.
Well, that's the same thing with me.
What is it that's bothering us? She comes home with the vegetables. Where'd you get them from? A guy gave it to me, and he
right. So the question.
Oh, okay. Or no, it's not okay.
So the question is, can we verify that or not? So if there's a way of verifying that the father is okay with the Kedusha, then, let's say in the case that he dropped dead from shock, unless you say that itself is an indicator, but or he's not around, or in the case that you can't verify, in the case that you could verify what he wanted at that specific time and not just what he wants afterwards, then echami. This whole Gemara is a Gemara of assumptions. If you can verify, you can verify.
There are limits to a person's ability to say, this is what I was thinking.
Right, if it's only later, then...
The way in which the general populace thinks. People are bound by the attitudes of the general population.
Right, but if you have Adam and the father saw, he was watching with the video and he said, okay, Baruch Hashem, even though it's a bazillion thing of Kedushim, but I'm asking, so then obviously that would be good, but yeah. You could, right, if she was a Gedolah and she accepted the Kedusha in the shuk with the cauliflower, it will be good. Hahuda Amar Likrevai. A certain person said, I want, you know, I have a wonderful daughter, I want her to marry my relatives. Vihi and the mother, Amar Likrevai. No, we have such a wonderful daughter, I want her to marry my relatives. What? Kafsei. So she like kept on nagging and kept on bothering him, and finally she forced him to agree to her. Ad amrul tehavi lekreva. Fine, our daughter will get married off to your relatives and not to my relatives. So now that her the wonderful kala is getting married. Ad achli v'shasi. They made a whole entire suda. Meanwhile, his relative came sneaking in through the attic, Vikidsha, and he was Makadish, this girl, this katana, unbeknownst to anyone. And the question is, was the father maskim to the Kedushin of his relative who he originally wanted? Or we say that once he already agreed to his wife to marry her off to her relative, then in fact he already made a whole entire suda of a celebration of the fact that she was about to do Kedushin. You know, he made a whole entire l'chaim, a whole entire vart that she's about to do Kedushin to her relatives. Therefore, he wasn't masking.
Is it important to note that Ad Amrlay, until he said, give it to...
We're going to see that the next line is going to point out that it's very important that he was already maskim to her. Because Amr Abaye, Ksiv She'eris Yisrael L'yasu Avlov L'yadabu Chazav. I'm not going to lie. I already told my wife, we had this argument for months, and I finally told my wife, fine, you're right, I give in to you, I will marry her off to your relative, and I won't lie. So even though maybe originally I wanted my relative, or maybe in general you'd assume that I'm fully okay with this person who made Kedushin, even though he did it in a sneaky way, but over here, since I don't want to back out of my word to my wife, and even though she forced me, by the end of the day, I'm going to keep my word. And therefore, the point was, therefore we assume that he was not maskim to the Kedushin of his relative, and therefore you would not need to get it at all. Now, once again, if you know clearly he was maskim, you know. But the case is, what the assumption is, that he was not maskim. And one more pshat, Rav Amar Chazaka, in Adam Terech Basuda, Masida. Forget about the fact he won't lie. He already made a whole entire big vardi. He already made a whole entire l'chaim. So he is not maskim. Okay, we'll have to stop here.